replace him. Trump has also nominated Gina Haspel, who is the current deputy director at the CIA, to replace Pompeo as the new chief. Hours after his dismissal, Tillerson appeared at the State Department and said, effective at the end of the day, he is delegating all authority to the deputy secretary of state. He said he will step down at the end of the month and stress the importance of a smooth transition to his successor. President Trump acknowledged on Tuesday British evidence that the Russians may have been behind the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in England. But he stopped short of blaming Moscow, quote, until we get the facts straight. He told reporters outside the White House, it sounds to me like it would be Russia based on all the evidence they have. Trump spoke by phone on Tuesday with the British Prime Minister Theresa May about the attack in southern England on Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. The White House said Trump agreed with May that Russia must provide unambiguous answers about how the weapon ended up being used in the UK. They also agreed on, quote, the need for consequences for those responsible for the attack. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says small factions of Taliban forces fighting the U.S.-backed Afghan government have expressed an interest in negotiating an end to the now 16-year-long war. This is VOA News. Private media outlets in Cameroon are defying a ban on political programs imposed by the country's National Communication Council. The council had ordered the ban, insisting political debates could cause conflict ahead of senatorial elections on March 25th. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from Yaoundé.